Yes and no, Rory. You know, the first half we kept it nice and tight, which was the game plan, I suppose. Then they scored late into the first half. Second half we come out and we went higher up the pitch. We had them, we created a good few chances, and then the second goal is a nothing shot turns into a goal, and from then it was an uphill battle. So we kind of lost our shape, lost our discipline. But you know, I have to put my hand up and say, you know, how did I prepare these boys this week? Did I do it properly? So you know, these kids, I keep telling people that they'll run their socks off for this club. So I have to take responsibility for what happened last night.
They got three late goals though in the last 5 minutes, which kind of just makes the scoring look a lot worse than it probably deserved to be.
Well, you know, let's be clear here. Limerick were the better team. You know, the scoreline, the three goals didn't have an overall effect on the game. No, but you know, we're looking to try to get ourselves into a playoff spot at least. You know, our goal difference, you know, that they're taking a massive hammer from having a lot of clean sheets, conceding six in one game. You know, that's not good for us. But you know, I was just talking to one or two of the lads there. There was mistakes made, and you know, you improve when you learn from the mistakes. The biggest problem for us now is if we go out and do something like that again, that's when it will become a problem. Look at Rory, the boys have been great. We're out there getting a hammering. we have to take our medicine. I have to look at what I done wrong. Hopefully one or two of the lads will have a look at what they done wrong, and then together we come up with a fix, and we go on. You know, there's too much hard work gone into what we've been doing so far just to let one bad result, and it was a bad result, to affect the overall objective of what we're trying to achieve.
You don't have too much time to lick your wounds though. You're back in action Tuesday night, and rather ironically it is against Limerick again, so a chance for immediate revenge.
Well, it is, but like, we have to be realistic here, Rory. Limerick are a better team than us, right? There's good reason for that. You know, they have money to get players. We're in the process of turning players into League of Ireland players. Limerick are in the position to buy League of Ireland players. But you know, there has to be pride here. We have to go out and we have to say, you know, a lot of the goals we conceded, you know, we could have done better on. It's as simple as that. You know, they didn't rip us apart. You know, like, there were things we could have done better. So we have to try and use that and learn from the mistakes that we made on Saturday, and try and fix them. Will we fix them all over the course of a day or two? Probably not. But can we fix some of them? Absolutely. You know, it's a chance for players who didn't play particularly well to say, hang on, that's a once-off. Hopefully that's what they'll do, you know. But no, we have, like you say, it's Tuesday night. It's a game. It's a cup game. You can go out. Our pride is hurt. We need to go and kind of regain that pride and have a proper go off Limerick this way.
And home advantage, I'd imagine, will be a big help on Tuesday night.
Well, yeah, obviously. Well, and we need a crowd as well. You know, like, we've had some great support over the last few months, especially from people like yourselves. You know, the crowd has been coming on great. You know, so, you know, we can get people in to help these lads, just show, look at what behind us. We understand there's going to be setbacks like this, but we're here. So come on to the ground, give us a push. We will. We'll have a proper go off Limerick again. You know, home advantage is a big plus for us. They are a good side, make no bones about it. But we have players who didn't play to their potential that hopefully will on Tuesday. And it'll be a very good game of football, and that's the truth. What the score will be, I don't know. But it'll be a good game of ball.
Any injuries or knocks heading into it?
Well, obviously, like, Kevin Mulcahy is a huge miss for us in terms of, because he's our skipper, and you know, we've a young back line that we're falling down when it comes to communication, to be basically honest with you. Kevin gives us that. You know, our other centre half, James Forlon, he'll be out injured for a couple of weeks as well. So, like, you know, Dave Curran has stepped in there. He's a centre midfield player, doing great. Andy O'Connell's coming in, and he's done very well. He's a centre-half, but he seems to be a frustrated centre-forward, you know. So, you know, the boys have done great. You know, we went in at the races for... We didn't react well enough to certain situations that were obvious to what Limerick were doing. And it was just a simple bit of communication. So, in terms of injuries, we need Kevin back to get in there and talk and organise. It was great to see Stephen Christopher come on for 20 minutes against Limerick. Stephen's had to been out for the last few weeks. Young Adam O'Sullivan done his knee playing for the 19s, but overall, you know, there's no excuses here. Like, we're a good side, we have good players. The injuries, we just have to make sure they get themselves right, get fit, And the lads who are in the team, it's up to them to make sure that when the lads are fit, they don't get back in. So that's the challenge down to everybody. So, yeah, we have a few injury concerns, but we think we have a team good enough to put it up to Limerick here again on Tuesday.
Excellent, Stephen. Thanks for taking my call. Best of luck on Tuesday night.
Thanks very much, Rory. Gentlemen.